This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what drove down the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I do not think there was any one thing. Keep in mind, Friday, we saw downside. We just could not keep them on the lows of the day, even though we did close lower Friday. We also saw cash come in higher. We was at least a couple to $3 higher in the cash market last week, but we saw this market open lower this morning, and it stayed lower throughout the session, giving us triple-digit losses. A lot of the lows today were below last week's lows for a lot of the contracts. Now, box beef was a penny higher on choice, down 22 on selects at midday. 68 loads were moved, and we had a kill of 111,000 head. On the close day, October was $1.47 lower, December $1.40 lower, October feeders down $1.37, November feeders down $2.02, and December lean hogs 75 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Tuesday, October 27th at 10 a.m., we'll be in Burns Flat at the Western Technology Center, where 76 tracts in Caddo, Ouachita, Kiowa, Beckham, Roger Mills, and Custer County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Tom, what helped bring back the wheat market?
Well, Leslie, I think you had a couple things there. One is last week we were unable to make new lows. As the wheat market held down but just could not make a new low. Then the rain event for the Southern Plains was not near as productive and did not cover near the area that would have been promised. So I think between the two of them, that gave us a rally there. Plus, it also allowed some unwinding soybean wheat spreads that also helped the wheat market to the upside. Now, besides that, there was no other fresh news in the wheat market. This afternoon, we will see our first crop condition rating for the wheat crop this year. Our soybeans saw selling pressure today as there was no positive news after to really drag us higher. December KC wheat and March wheat both 16 and three quarters higher. December Chicago wheat up 18 and a half. December and March corn both 4 3/4 higher. November beans down 10 and a half. Jan beans down 11 and a half. And December cotton 63 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
On the Radio Oklahoma Network.